Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God for this meditation is the lesson from the pen of the inspired prophet Jeremiah you heard just read. My dear sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, it is no secret that the office of the public ministry is a very stressful vocation. I could give you countless studies, and you probably have seen many of them for yourself, that indicate it's not easy being a pastor as we close out the 20th century. But that would be no news to Jeremiah the prophet. A called prophet of God, he was facing a crisis. What was he to do? He had a divine compulsion to proclaim the Word of God. But everywhere he looked, he could see only negatives to his preaching. He was called to proclaim doom and destruction upon a sin-filled nation, a people hardened in their sin. And all he got was scorn and ridicule. How in the world did Jeremiah get into this fix? He was called and ordained to be a prophet of God even before his birth. In a sense, then, God put him in this position. He had that awesome message of wrath to proclaim. Judgment and destruction would come upon the nation, he said, because of their sin. But nothing seemed to happen. Life went on as usual in Judah. And all he got was derision, scorn, and ridicule. Pashur, one of the temple officials, was so enraged at him that he had him scourged and put him in the stocks on public display as one who disturbs the peace of the people. Jeremiah was faced with a terrible choice. He wanted to quit preaching, but he couldn't. That word of God was in him like a divine fire that he could not hold in. And so he was faced with this awesome choice. If he did not preach, he would be abandoning God and the call that God had given him. He would be abandoning the people that needed to hear this message of repentance, that needed to be called back to God. And if he did not preach, that word was in him that he could not even hold it in. He had to preach. How could he do it? He had a source of strength in none other than God himself, this one who had called him. Listen to what God tells Jeremiah in chapter 1. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. In the 11th verse we heard read just a minute ago, the Lord is with me like a mighty, awesome one, like a mighty warrior. My enemies will not prevail. Jeremiah could look back at God's track record also. God had rescued his people over and over again. That little band of eight at the time of the flood, Noah and his family. The nation of Israel delivered with mighty hand of God from slavery in Egypt. Brought them through the Red Sea on dry land while he swallowed up Pharaoh's army. Led them for 40 years in the wilderness and kept them safe. And then gave them the strength and the power to conquer the promised land where they now lived. And as Jeremiah looked back at that, He could look with hope to the future, and he could sing praise to his God, whom he knew would rescue him, who would deliver him. Well, there's been a lot of history to this point from there. We're probably tired of hearing that we stand at the end of a century and ready to begin a new millennium. Seems to be about all we hear anymore. Y2K and all the other things. But we are called to serve in a sin-saturated, even though technically sophisticated, society that in many ways is not that much different than the society and culture to which Jeremiah was called to speak the word of the Lord. We are to speak that same word of judgment, to issue that same call to repentance. But we do it in a culture where the majority do not believe there is anything such as absolute truth, that there is no absolute moral standard, and most certainly no one should be held accountable to God. And so, with that divine compulsion, we bring that word that is going to be rejected by many. And we face a terrible choice. Do we say nothing? Or do we say what is pleasing, what itching ears want to hear? And there are lots of those out there. And I can almost guarantee you, if you go out and proclaim the kind of message the world wants to hear, you can be very popular and may become wealthy at the same time. But the divine compulsion will not allow you to do that, because that word of God is like a burning fire within us, and God has called us to proclaim that word. Each and every one of us are called to be witnesses. We were washed clean in the waters of baptism, made God's children, and called to share that word. Most of you here this morning have been called to come to be prepared to be called and ordained servants of that word. And others of you have been called to teach, to mold, to shape those who will be called and ordained servants of the word. And that divine compulsion is within each of us, and that word must be spoken, no matter how painful it is, no matter if, like Jeremiah, we receive relentless scorn and ridicule and persecution, the word must be proclaimed. But thanks be to God, there's another part of that word that we have the joyous privilege of proclaiming. It is, of course, the word of the gospel, the word of grace, of mercy, of forgiveness for sin. Because you and I have the same source of strength that Jeremiah had, and yet we have the privilege of seeing fulfilled what he could only anticipate in faith. We know the historical fact of the incarnation. We know the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us full of grace and truth. We know that the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, took human flesh, became our brother, lived the perfect life that no human being could ever live, died the death that every human being deserved, and then rose in triumphant victory over sin, death, and the power of Satan, and freely by grace gives us that victory and calls us to proclaim that word of life, that word of forgiveness. in Jesus Christ. We have been washed clean in the waters of baptism. We hear the word of holy absolution. We feast on the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in His holy sacrament. And that is our source of strength. That is our power to let that word out and proclaim it boldly and confidently. That word that speaks God's strong judgment on sin, but that word that freely comes forth with grace and mercy and forgiveness in Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, that's what we're all about. As people of God, as those called to serve in the holy ministry. It's not an easy task. Never has been, never will be. But there is no higher calling. There is no greater privilege, no greater responsibility than to be one who shares the Word of God with a dying world. And make no mistake about it, that world out there is dying. But God has called each of us to make a difference, to make a difference in this dying world, to bring life and resurrection to this dying world in the only way that it can come, in that word of God, that word of law, that word of gospel. I pray that's why each and every one of you is here, that each and every one of you have that divine compulsion, like Jeremiah, to proclaim that word no matter what the cost. And I pray that you will find tremendous joy in doing it. Because, again, there is no greater privilege than being a messenger of the King of Kings, of sharing the word of life in Jesus Christ. May God bless you richly as you do it, for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now may that peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.